Hey, hey, whether by accident or on purpose, you found yourself back at Life of Ben. That was the Ohio Bobcat Marching Band 110. I don't know why in the world they had to put a number after their name. But we have moved our base of operations from Yellow Springs to Columbus today, and in honor of that move, we played the Bobcats Marching Band. And that was them playing a song called Ain't Been Good, which was written for the band in 1968. We're in Columbus here today, and we have Sean with us. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Ben.
How's your day going?
My day's going really well. I got to sleep in today, so it was good.
It was good. It's cold, but good.
It's freezing, and I had to turn up my heat because Ben is freezing.
Turn up the heat from what, 40? What do you keep it at?
I turned it up from 63 to 64.
63 to... Well, you're not exactly going to start a heat wave with that, are you?
Oh, it'll be downright tropical.
Well, Sean, you're about the only one of my guests who doesn't have a heart attack when I ask them if they want to be on the podcast. Thank you for being here today.
Well, that's no problem. I love talking about myself. I'm very interesting.
Is that your favorite topic?
Yeah, it really is.
Being the egocentric thing you are, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I'm not happy with Columbus today because I went to get a present for Rachel and Jacob for Christmas or Hanukkah. Which one? Hanukkah. And I couldn't get it today. I was going to get tickets for something, and they weren't on sale. How rude is that?
I'm sorry about that.
I'm holding you responsible. It's your city, after all.
I know. You do realize Rachel and Jacob are going to be listening to this, right?
But they won't know what they're for. I mean, I could be getting them tickets for... I can't think of anything. I could be getting them tickets for a mobster's rally, a monster truck car rally or something.
Oh, I did hear the KKK were coming into town.
Sean. Okay, you were supposed to give it away.
I know.
Well, Sean, on our last broadcast, we had Grandma Emma on here, and we were asking her about things her parents did that embarrassed us. Mm-hmm. How about you? Do you have things that growing up that your parents did that embarrassed you?
No.
Nothing? Or just not wanting to put it out on the air?
I'm sure there were things that they did that embarrassed me, but I think I've blocked everything out about my childhood. I don't remember anything.
That is so sad. Mental blocks keeping out the memories.
Mm-hmm.
That is sad. Well, how about Lori?
Oh, dear God, yes. She did lots of things to embarrass me.
What did she do?
Oh, she just... Every time she opens her mouth, she embarrasses me.
Sean, she's listening to this.
She's not listening. Lori, no, are you listening?
Probably not.
Okay.
So it's safe to talk about her.
Yeah. But I love her. God love her.
So tell us a Lori story.
I don't know any Lori stories. She doesn't do anything to embarrass me. She's perfect. You're not putting this on air, are you?
I'm waiting for a Lori story.
I don't have any.
Oh, jeez.
I don't have a
For the record, when I turned the mic off, Sean called me a dork. Why'd you call me a dork, Sean?
Because, you know, we were talking about parents and how they do things to embarrass them, and I think probably this radio show probably embarrasses your kids, so...
Oh, probably does. They've already told me that I embarrass myself when I sing my email song. I told them it does embarrass me because I don't care. It embarrasses them, and I don't care about that either. Does it embarrass you?
No.
Well, good.
I love the fact that you're a dork.
Yeah. Singing on the radio doesn't make me a dork.
No, it just makes you a geek.
A geek. A geeky dork? That's worse.
Yeah.
I don't mind being a geek, and I don't mind being a dork, so live with it, kids. So we're heading out to Marysville in a little while. I'm going to head over and see your parents and some of your family, I assume, play a little cards. I hear that your brother-in-law has a little deal worked out. What's the deal?
Well, he said that he was watching the kids earlier on today so that Leah and Lori and Mom could go shopping so that he could play cards later on tonight.
So does he only watch the kids when he gets something in return later?
I think so. I think that's how the agreement works.
Oh, I hear extra kid-watching time in his future then.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, what is it like having 5 little nieces and nephews running around?
It's a lot of fun. It's fun watching them grow up. Sophie's at a cute age right now, and Zach's at a cute age right now. And Lily's just cute as a button. Everyone's just so cute. And Brandon is growing up so fast, so it's fun to see them all grow up.
Okay, you use cute 4 times. We have to work on different adjectives. Which one of them do you think is changing the most right now?
Well, probably Brandon because of age. He's becoming a little bit more, they're all changing.
They get along really well.
Yeah, it's fun to see Lily and Zach play together. Or Sophie and Zach play together. And Sophie really gets along with Nikki well, too.
Did you just call Sophie Lily?
I did.
You have no right to ever make fun of me ever again when I call my kids the wrong names. You
call
right
your own child Libby. You call your dog Libby. You call your sister Jessica Libby. You call your mom Libby. That's not the same thing.
I don't call my mom Libby. I usually go through a whole list of names. If I want to get to Rachel, I go, Libby, Jacob, Biscuit, Rachel. I finally eventually get there. It just takes me a while. But you're doing it now, too, so you can't make fun of me anymore. Speaking of Rachel, she and Jacob, even at this moment, are out braving the cold amongst the pine trees in the school forest. They both work with school forest this year, tending the trees, and they are at a camp out in the freezing cold weather. They stay there overnight with fires and in teepees and spend the days selling Christmas trees and spending the nights trying to stay warm and having a good time with your friends. Rachel and Jacob, if you are out there somewhere, hope you're staying warm and sell a lot of trees, guys. Well, while it might seem that you've just been sitting there waiting for me to continue talking, we've gone through some changes here. Day become night, night became day again, Saturday became Sunday, and we've moved on to a new day. That's the magic of the radio or podcast or whatever you're going to call this. We did make it out to Marysville last night and had a wonderful time playing cards and beating Brian and John in 3 out of 4 games of spades. They came through in the last one with a 10 bid in the last hand to win it right from under our hands and got to read and play a little bit with Sophie and Lily, and they are both adorable. I was drawing on Sophie's chalkboard, drawing some flowers and putting names on there, and it's pretty embarrassing when a 4-year-old has to correct you on the spelling of her sister's name. Sorry, Lily, but Sophie, thanks for getting it right for me. We also got to read a lot of books, and we played store, and Lily sells a mean can of Campbell's soup, and she calls you from across the room if you haven't bought enough recently. Thank you, guys. Love you all. It was fun to play with you. Well, last time we were together, we had Grandma Emma on here, and she posted a puzzler to us here at Life of Ben, so I had to send my crack research staff out to find the meaning behind the phrase San Quentin Quail. And they came back with this. San Quentin Quail refers to getting sent to prison for violating California's law protecting minors. So, Grandma M, you have to remember this is a family show. Uh-oh. Rachel, Jacob, cover your ears. I just can't help it. I'm trying not to, but it's just coming out of me. You won't want to listen to this. Email. I've got email. I've got email. Please read it now. Email. I've got email. I've got email. Please read it now. Well, we have 2 messages in our mailbag to share today. The first comes from Rachel, who must have seen the cover art for our episode 7, Life of Ben, because she responded to that, "This is the worst picture in the world." Thanks, Dad. You're welcome, Rachel. I hope you're having fun out there. For our final message here on Life of Ben, you have to jump in and travel back with me in my way back machine back to the early 80s, because we have a message from Ken here. Haven't seen Ken in several years, but he's found us here on Life of Ben. We seem to be spreading out through the airwaves across the cosmos and filling in all the nooks and crannies of people's listening time. But he sent a message to us, which is great to hear from him. And he said, "Just finished listening to your latest podcast and loved it. Sorry to hear about the weather for the soccer games, and it was not fun driving back home Sunday in the rain. Traffic was a lot worse than the rain. It took us 15 hours to make it back home to Virginia. I agree with you about Iverson and the Pistons' management. They've been a team-oriented team in the past. I hope it all works out for them. I do not follow basketball that much. I still try to catch some Tiger and Lion games when I can. Sorry about both of those this year, Ken. I've become a huge Red Wings fan. I first started to get an interest in hockey when I was up at Tech in the late 80s to early 90s. So Putnam's in Singapore. When I heard you mention his name, I was reminded of the time we went to Vermont together. Brought back some good memories, playing cards and doing a little fishing on the lake. I'm sure you have many more exciting memories of the cabin. I have your podcast saved to my favorites, so I can periodically check and see if you have anything new. Although I've not gotten on the computer until tonight since before Thanksgiving, I almost turned down your street when I was back home. I told the kids that was a street that you lived on growing up. We must be famous now. Well, I need to get going. I'll chat with you later. I've really been enjoying your messages and hearing your voice. Good luck to Rachel and all of her essays and applications for college. I cannot believe that she's graduating from high school. Also, keep working on Jacob. He'll get on the show with you soon. Well, Ken, thanks for the message, but don't hold your breath waiting for Jacob. Rachel and Ken, thanks for the messages, and anybody else out there, if you'd like to hear your message here on Life of Ben, you got to send it in. You either leave a message on the podcast itself on Podomatic or send one in to btziff@yahoo.com. Love to hear from everybody, especially those people out there who just happen to find me randomly. If you have, let me know who you are and how you happen to find us. Love to see who is listening. Well, something a little bit different for you today. Let's take a little bit of a look at this day in history. Today's December 7th, and this is the date in 1941 that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Not a great day in our history, and jumpstart our involvement into World War II. And that happened on this day, December 7th. Also December 7th in history, Mikhail Gorbachev arrives in the United States for an arms control summit with Ronald Reagan. The summit resulted in one of the most significant arms control agreements in the Cold War. In India, on December 7th, King George and Queen Mary rode through New Delhi amidst a military salute and singing of the national anthem. The royal couple met with 150 Rajas and Maharajas and Sultans and other class of the rich and powerful of India. Not only that, but elephants were banned from the parade for fear of them charging. Who'd have thunk? In 1931, on December 7th, Ford produced the last Ford Model A and discontinued production and closes the factory. Reminiscent of what's going on today, closing factories and discontinuing models. In 1948, on December 7th, in the Yukon, a weather record was set when it dipped to 87 degrees below zero. Well, that's no longer a record because Sean's house broke that this weekend. Also on this date in 1986, under great political pressure, President Reagan admitted that there were mistakes made in the diversions of arms to Iran. He claimed that he had no knowledge that Iran got armaments from the U.S. However, the majority of American public did not believe Reagan, and still don't. In 1995, the unmanned Galileo spacecraft arrived at the planet Jupiter on its mission to study the planet and its moon. It had been launched in 1989, taking 6 years to arrive there. In 2002, Iraq assures the United States it does not have weapons of mass destruction in a declaration to the UN. I wish President Bush would have listened to that. Well, that about wraps it up for this day in history. If you happen to be outside tonight, take a look up at the sky. The moon is waxing, and in the evening sky, you should see Saturn, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and even Neptune, if you know where to look. Well, that about wraps it up here in Columbus for this edition of Life of Ben. Thanks for being here with us today. We'll catch you next time. Enjoy your evening, enjoy your day, enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you later.